During the pandemic, everyone is advised to wear masks, wash hands, socially distance, and isolate with certain family or friends. But what about dating? To find out more, Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich spoke with one young woman who's strategically pursuing romance, as well as a therapist who has some advice, and she has this report.
Faithful resident Sarah Hyatt is single and exploring romantic opportunities.
Okay, so I'm 32 and I'm a bisexual woman. A couple of the people that I've ended up dating during the pandemic have been existing friends. And beyond that, I met people on the online dating app Tinder.
Tinder seekers share anonymous photos, brief bios, and interests, which anonymous users swipe like or dislike. Users who match, say, based on proximity and preferences, can exchange messages. And if there's a spark, they can arrange to physically meet. But there's a slight hitch about that right now.
Upon meeting someone, obviously the very first thing that comes up is it's a pandemic.
The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advise adults and young people who have certain underlying medical conditions, placing them at certain risk for severe illness from COVID-19, to take extra precautions and to strictly isolate until the pandemic quells. Healthy adults and teens, CDC says, should mask up to protect themselves and others to stop the spread of COVID-19. Stay at least 6 feet apart from others who don't live with you or are part of your pod, and to avoid crowds.
Like, how can we do this safely? And the majority of the way that I have navigated it is just through talking to the person, getting to know them, and then building a certain level of trust that says, okay, I feel safe enough with you. Let's meet up outside.
Hyatt says she has a safe pandemic date spot. And if there's an attraction?
Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, you do like initially get to know them like over the phone. You meet up outdoors, like I said. And then, yeah, once you kind of meet that, get to that level of comfortability, I mean, I've done drive-through restaurants, like little, oh, well, let's go grab a burrito and hang out, you know, in the car with the windows rolled down or something like that. And then as you start to kind of get to know them a little bit more, inviting them over to one of each person's house.
But that next step requires even more key questions, she says.
Like, where have you been? What are you doing in your life? Oh, you're working from home. You're not even working. You're not seeing anyone. You are initially staying home and quarantining. Okay, I feel safe enough to meet up with you.
And after that?
Yeah, you make the decision to say, okay, you're coming into my bubble. It's safe to make out. And that's it. And then you just make out.
Which may lead to pursuing sexual relations, she says. Hyatt says she's been reading up on how to safely date, and it's fodder for conversation among friends. Even therapists are discussing this subject with clients.
My name is William Sims. I'm a licensed professional counselor and a state clinical supervisor. So I train therapists. I was nationally licensed for 20 years to teach continuing education. I've done so in all over the country, and I've written a nationally published book called Mastering the Art of Psychotherapy. And I've been in private practice in Fayetteville since 1981, 40 years.
Sim says 40% of his clients are actively dating during the pandemic.
This is something that's actively going on in my practice.
Dating traditionally centers on shared spaces, he says, but the normal dating spaces, restaurants, movies, concerts, theaters, where friends can also weigh in on dating prospects,
just don't exist really anymore. And so there's this kind of like you're doing it online and you're trying to figure out how you feel about them enough online to let them invade your COVID bubble.
Sim says dating during COVID is occurring under a strange pressure.
And so I would say that the normal social protocols have been suspended, which is really unfortunate because it kind of either rushes things or slows things really down slowly. Because if it rushes things, you're like, well, I want to see this person. So you make a judgment about whether they're safe to see. And then once you see them, then you have to basically say, all right, is this somebody I want to continue to see? Normal dating stuff. But at the same time, you are now paying attention to everybody they're having contact with under any circumstances.
Building trust is inherent in every relationship, and now verifying potentially dangerous COVID contacts is part of that matrix, Sim says.
I think that's the question we're all asking when we go through the dating process. Are we just being played, or is this, you know? And at that point, you know, the risks are even higher because we have a certain amount of sexual awareness about the risks of sexual interaction. So reproduction, sexually transmitted diseases. But this generation has, and the last two generations really have a lot more information about how to guide themselves and using protection and things like that. But with COVID, it really takes that same dynamic of exposure to potential risk, and it basically repeats it over and over and over. You can go and get STD tests and go to the county health and get everything you need to be an appropriate adult, sexually active adult. But you can't do that with COVID. You're constantly under the threat of being exposed.
Couples, he says, have to learn to be together differently now under a new social contract. SARS-CoV-2 is spread primarily through virus-laden respiratory droplets. So is safe pandemic sex even possible?
You're talking about putting yourself in the presence of another biological being who can potentially put you at risk. And the more people you include, the higher your risk factor. And so I think that's why when people basically find a coupling, they basically stay really tight within that coupling and try not to expand it. But dating doesn't do that. It's during this time period, it just doesn't provide that. So in my opinion, you're always at risk.
Relationship experts in a recent NPR article on intimacy during the pandemic suggests couples get tested, complete a 2-week quarantine, and to avoid kissing, face-to-face contact, and to wear masks.
We're people who love to relate, and it wakes us up and it makes us feel alive and it makes us feel connected. And so we're willing to take a certain amount of risk.
Until the transmission of SARS-CoV-2, the new strain of coronavirus, is greatly reduced, romance will remain physically complicated, but not impossible. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.